The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Next up, The Price of Love, and J-Lo knows all about that. Yeah, but it does cost a thing. It costs on average €50. This Friday, St. Valentine's Day, the cost of romance, we're told, is becoming a little bit more expensive, 5% more expensive than last year, to be exact. Sinead Ryan, consumer columnist with the Irish Independent and presenter of The Home Show, is joining us now on the line. Sinead, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Yes, a cost of loving crisis. My colleague Charlie Weston has done a deep dive into the different elements of Valentine's Day in the Irish Independent and found quite a hike in prices.
Yeah, now 5% doesn't strike me as being too much. Like, if you spent €20 on chocolate last year and you buy a box of chocolates and it costs you 21, it's not going to break the bank.
It's not. But here's the thing. I think the whole kind of hype around Valentine's Day has become pretty much like everything else, out of hand in some cases, very Americanized now. And it's not just a box of chocolates. That's what it was in my day, years and years ago. But it's the flowers, it's the chocolate, it's the night out, it's the taxi home. All of the costs are up. And Pat, 5%, that's still three times the rate of inflation at the moment. So it is quite a lot. It's hovering around the same as the construction inflation, which we know is out of kilter.
On one level, you know, the price of cocoa beans has gone up. So chocolate is more expensive for the manufacturers, and all of that, that's not going to change much on St. Valentine's Day. If you go into Butler's Chocolates or one of these places, they don't up their prices for that day. The price of the box is the price of the box. However, you go to a restaurant and you have the St. Valentine's Day menu, that may well be really expensive.
Indeed. And remember, for a lot of people, they wouldn't be punting out money on Valentine's Day, except on that day. So they'll only be buying chocolates and flowers. So they're the ones that might see the difference from last year, say, on the difference of chocolates. You're quite right. Shops like Butler's or supermarkets don't increase the price just for Valentine's Day. But we've also got shrinkflation to take into account, because a lot of those boxes have got a lot smaller for the same price. Flowers, a big business, of course, on Valentine's Day, although a survey from AIB have found that, in fact, Mother's Day is still pipping the popularity stake. So maybe some of the fellas like their mammies more than the girlfriends. And the flowers definitely have gone up. And if I can give a tip to anybody around this time of year, look, don't necessarily think of roses first. They're forced, they're bought in, they don't have a scent, and they don't last that long this time of year. I mean, beautiful flowers like tulips, gerbera, there's a huge trend at the moment, Pat, in foliage, green foliage. You know, much, much better value, and it'll last a lot longer, and a good florist will be able to advise people. Mm.
But isn't the whole traditional thing roses, you know, a dozen red roses, which, you know, in a German multiple won't cost you that much, but in a local florist might cost you four times more?
Indeed, but you know what's not going to last is the look of them, because they just die so quickly, and certainly at the moment, and you pop them in a vase, and by the middle of next week they'll be kind of gone. So look, if you're going to take people out then for dinner, take your loved one out for dinner, you're quite right about restaurants. I don't like the practice of kind of Valentine's Day menus, fixed menus, and I can understand full restaurants why they want to do it, but very often you're not necessarily getting the value that you think they are, and the can often be a bump in price because of the day that's in it. And remember, because Valentine's Day this year is on a Friday, that means Friday and Saturday are going to be super, super busy, expensive days in restaurants, in pubs. And indeed, if you want to get a taxi home, remember, taxi fares now have gone up by 9%. So getting that taxi home will also cost you more.
Yeah. Now, looking at the average spent on flowers, 47 euro spent on flowers in store, it rises to 71 if you buy online, you know, with they advertise what the bunch is going to look like when it finally arrives. But the more interesting statistic is that for those who spent money on flowers, It rose to €89 in the days after Valentine's Day, presumably because the lads forgot to buy the present and now have to pay through the nose.
I think the guilt index on the day after Valentine's Day is probably very, very high. I don't think the flowers themselves are costing more. I think that that fellas who maybe slipped their mind, although how could it do that, are just punting out a little bit more and adding more flowers and better flowers to the bunch. You know, normally you find things are cheaper the day after or a couple of days after an event, whether it's Easter eggs or Christmas. But on Valentine's Day, that's not the case. And of course, you'll have people maybe just holding off Friday. Is a work day, maybe holding off until Saturday to go out and find that that it costs a little bit more.
An interesting survey from AIB indicates that on St. Valentine's Day, golf courses take a hit. Spending falls by 21% compared to the average day. Now, what does that say to you, Sinead?
I think while there are lots and lots of really good female golfers out there, there's probably more golf widows out there. And I think maybe the lads are saying, do you know what, take a day off, don't rock the boat, come home with flowers and a nice meal prepared and leave the five iron behind you.
I'm not sure. I'd love to take a deep dive into those statistics because there are so many female golfers who may be free to golf during the day, whereas their partners may not be free to golf during the day, but they know they're going out tonight or what, you know, on Valentine's night, so therefore they've other things to do, like the nails and the hair and so on, for the big date night.
Perhaps it could be that. It also could be, because we're looking here at Irish golf courses, that maybe they are being whisked away to a golf course on the Algarve if they enjoy that that hobby. And that would be nice to think that that's happening too.
Finally, Sinead, the whole question of the St. Valentine's Day experience being Instagrammable.
Yes. And it, like I said before, this has become an event, you know, at pinch points throughout the year where it can seem sometimes from your Instagram feed that it's more important to get the perfect shot than to be with the perfect person. And, you know, restaurants have responded in kind, I find, with having maybe pockets of space around the place which are particularly Instagrammable. You know, bunches of flowers strategically placed or mirrors and you know, gorgeousness around the place where they nearly invite you to say, this is our Instagram corner. And look, it's not going to be much of a night if you're constantly leaving the table where you're supposed to be whispering sweet nothings at each other to say, hold on, I need to take a perfect shot of this martini glass or whatever it is. So let's hope that the spirit still remains on Valentine's Day for most people.
Sinead, thank you very much for joining us. That's Sinead Ryan, consumer columnist with the Irish Independent and presenter of The Home Show on News Talk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.